In this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. Are inefficient, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wow. Burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from northwest, east, south. Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it. Yeah. Get stoned, get it started, get it started, yeah. Get it started.
Let's get it started, huh? Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. So why are we playing this song?
Because it was used for like the soccer championships or something.
And so why is
that? And you know why? Because why is that today is Friday.
Yes. Well, when we're recording
not
this.
Really. When it's being played, it's not really this day. It's but Tuesday. Today that I'm recording it.
Yes.
Is Friday, yes. August 8th. And do you know what that means? The Olympics start today, and I love the Olympics. I love the Olympics. I love the Olympics. I love the Olympics.
I don't know if you know this about Faith. She's a little fond
of the Olympics. I love the Olympics. I have loved the Olympics since I was little.
Rolling down
you didn't
the
tell me you were going to start.
Down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning.
Two blind squirrels at night.
Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
So we're going to have Olympic talk. That's right. We're going to discuss what's a sport and what's not. And why Faith loves the Olympics. Join us.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
So every year when the Olympics rolls around, we have to have the discussion of what we're going to actually watch, because I don't like to watch the stuff that's not a sport. I like the Olympics, but I hate the judged stuff.
That doesn't mean it's not a sport.
Yes,
it does, sport, actually. The definition of a sport, per Webster's, is an active diversion requiring physical exertion and competition. That means...
that you looked up a specific definition, because I've also looked up sport in the dictionary, and it also
I did not look up it. That was the definition under the word sport.
Well, it also said, in the definition I looked up, which was in the dictionary, it said, with an objective outcome.
No, mine didn't say any of that.
Otherwise, it's not a sport.
No, it's a sport because it's an active diversion requiring physical exertion.
I don't care what
Webster
says. There are two things that make a sport. An athletic exhibition. You have to have both of them. Uh-huh. An athletic...
That's your definition, not the dictionary.
Exhibition and an objective
Brad's
outcome.
Brad's definition. Just because you can't hang
just
from
Just because
rings.
The world is falling apart around me, I will maintain my standards, ma'am.
No. Do you know that the original Olympics...
Yes.
...had, like... Three, gymnastics.
Three things. Yeah, it's like boxing. There was like, no,
javelin
wrestling,
throwing,
javelin and a race.
No, but
and
gymnastics went back
naked.
All the way to the beginning.
Yeah, but it was, I don't think any awards were given. I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
I remember there was a race, there
history.
Was wrestling, and there was javelin. Uh-huh. I don't remember gymnastics.
You were there?
I don't remember there being
you were there.
Parallel bars
you
at
were
the original
there.
Olympics.
You were there.
I watched it on TV.
Yeah.
I wasn't at last year's Olympics
just
either.
Just a little kid watching the original Olympics.
Sure.
Where they're running around naked.
They were naked. They were all guys, though, so it was not as much fun as you think.
It's a sport. Swimming is a sport.
You had to be a virgin to watch it.
Gymnastics is a sport.
If you're a woman. You couldn't go watch the Olympics unless you were a virgin.
Does that help?
I
is that
know.
Helpful to anybody?
Don't know. Just give you some Olympic facts.
I don't see how this helped these women.
They had so they would know. It was educational.
They got an anatomy lesson?
Yeah, it was educational.
Okay.
I think the more to the point was that the husbands...
Ew!
No, more to the point is the husbands didn't want their wives going and watching the athletic man run around.
Yeah, because they were very muscular. Have you seen the statues?
Yeah.
Just saying. If I was running around like that, you know, I mean, then not me, but I mean, well, like them.
Yes.
These
anyway,
guys.
What's your point?
Gymnastics is a sport. Swimming is a sport.
Swimming is a sport.
Yeah.
If you're timing it.
But diving is a
diving
sport.
Diving is not a sport.
Yeah, it is.
It's an athletic exhibition.
No, it's a sport.
It's an athletic exhibition.
It is an active diversion requiring physical exertion.
Which is
and competition.
The competition part.
Just because subjective doesn't mean it's not a competition.
Yes, it does.
You're competing against other people to win the
favor of five judges.
So it's still a sport. Does it not make it not a sport?
Yes, it does.
You know what? You just don't like to watch gymnastics because you're jealous that you can't do it.
No, that is not true. Let me tell you something.
You don't like to watch ice skating.
I watch basketball.
Because it makes
football,
you hurt.
I watch football, basketball, soccer. I watch the running races. I can't do any of those things, okay? I'm not jealous because I can't do it. Mm-hmm. No, what irritates me is when I watch them, I can't tell who won and who didn't.
That's because you're not smart enough.
No, it's not. It's because they are these pompous judges sitting there with subjective opinions as to who did the job
opinions.
The best.
No,
they will admit it. The people who are talking, the announcers will actually admit it that this is a judge's favorite.
They have a rule book that they have to go by. That it helps them decide what points they give.
Then why are some of them judges' favorites?
That you can't have a perfect 10 anymore.
Then why are some of them judges' favorites?
Well, that's not right. I don't think that's right.
They say it. When the people come up to do it, they say this is a judge's favorite.
But it doesn't make it not a sport. That's irrelevant. My point is that they don't have a perfect 10 anymore. You can get as many as 17 points in gymnastics now. They changed the whole scoring system so that you wouldn't have that business anymore. I read it in the paper. Because all the gymnasts are like, well, now we can't strive for a perfect 10.
So now they have a perfect 17?
No, they don't have a perfect score, really. Isn't that weird? It's kind of strange.
Well, it makes more sense.
Yeah, it does.
Because in a race, you can't have a perfect score.
Right.
See, this is my whole contention, this whole business. It's
still a sport.
It's not a sport.
It's still a sport. No, and speaking of sports.
You know what it is? It's dancing by yourself.
And speaking
That's what
of
gymnastics
sports,
is.
Seriously.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
Walking on a...
Anything with a freestyle is not a sport.
They do freestyle swimming.
Okay, well, that's a race. It's
different. Yeah. Backpedal, mister.
Backpedal on that one a little bit. Get to this end of the pool. From this end of the pool to that end of the pool as fast as you can any way you want.
There you go.
Cool. All right, good.
Freestyle.
That's what they call freestyle.
Do you hear about those new suits that they have for swimming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get like a paint them on or something.
Uh-huh. It takes them like 20 minutes
to put
them
in when they're 10 and they just grow into them.
Like they just become part of them. They never take them off then.
I think it's a tattoo more than it is a suit.
And all like the Chinese and all like some of the other governments don't have contracts with...
So they don't have those suits and they're mad.
With the company. What's the company?
It's Nike, I think.
No, who does the swimming suits? What's their names?
Do basketballs too.
Speedo.
Oh, is it Speedos?
Is it Speedo?
Oh, okay.
What were you
I
thinking?
It was Spalding.
No, it's Speedo.
Sure.
They're Speedo suits. Pretty sure. Anyway, they're like one piece. They're not swimsuits. They're like full body suits.
They're like diving gear, but they're really slick.
Yeah, but apparently they've improved
really
their time
fast.
Apparently because of what they're made like of all this new fangled stuff.
They have no seams.
Yeah, which is helpful.
It takes them like an
hour
to get it
on. That's why they all shave themselves. Anyway, so they improved their time so much. Well, then all these other countries who didn't have contracts with Speedo and had contracts with other swimming suit companies, they were all mad
because
they didn't. They wanted to not let them have them at the Olympics because they couldn't have the suit. They were just mad because they didn't have.
It's an unfair advantage.
It is not an unfair advantage.
Sure it is.
No, because they proved that the suit doesn't make you go faster. It just gives you less. It gives you less friction in the water,
which makes you go faster.
But the suit doesn't make you go faster. You do.
With the suit, is an unfair advantage.
So then you shouldn't be able to shave your hair off either.
Yeah, you can because the other people can shave their hair off too. That's different.
Well, it's not their fault that they didn't have a contract. They didn't think about it. I don't know. I mean,
it's an unfair advantage.
Okay, well then let everybody wear them.
That's like if we got to go to a race and we got to drive Chevrolets and they had to drive Nissans. That would be an unfair advantage.
But the suit was not proven to add time.
It just proved they go through the water quicker.
Do less time.
Just let them go through the water quicker.
No, there was less friction.
which allows you to go through the water quicker.
That's what they say.
Sport. That's a sport.
It's a sport.
And that is an interesting to see. You can have a good conversation about a sport.
Yeah.
You can have that conversation. What makes it go through the water faster? Yeah, but it doesn't improve their time. Well, if it goes to the water faster, it doesn't improve. See, all that is a good conversation. You cannot have a good conversation about a floor routine. Because you can like argue all day. It didn't make any difference because it was some judge's opinion in the first place.
No, because you could tell if they stick their landing or not. If
no, you
they
can't.
Move there, yes, you can't.
I can look and
if
I can say he stuck that
two
landing.
2 feet, then you've stuck your landing and you don't bounce or wobble. If you stop, if you hit it and you stop and that's it.
But what I've
but
learned
if your foot slips,
from
then
watching
you lose
the
points.
Olympics,
they have rules for this stuff.
Oh, I know they have rules.
Pay attention, man.
I do.
Same
and
with
what
diving,
I,
which
what
is
I've,
awesome.
And what I've learned is that you can watch a guy stick the landing, but the judge, because they're not a judge's favorite, will take a little bit off because they stuck the landing. They just didn't land quite as good as I wanted them to.
No, that shouldn't be the case.
I know it shouldn't be the case, but that's what happens.
It's still a sport. That doesn't make it not a sport. That's not an argument for it not being a sport.
Yes, it is.
It is not. You can want it to be, but it's not. Okay, and speaking of sports, I was going to say that. No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Has to be.
Brett Favre has been traded to the New
Jets?
York Jets. Seriously?
The Jets?
I'm out.
She's from Wisconsin, people.
I'm out.
I don't know if you knew this or not.
Done.
Green Bay Packer fans should storm Lambeau Field.
I'm now officially a full-fledged Cowboy fan.
Here is the one of the
no
greatest.
No longer divided.
There you go. Here is one of the greatest quarterbacks that have ever played the game. Still at the height
of
their
career. Yeah.
Went to the championship last year.
Yeah.
Wants to come back and play for their team. Okay, he retired. I grant
no,
you.
No, he didn't fully retire. He didn't fill out the paperwork.
I know. But he said he was done, and that's because they wouldn't get him people. They wouldn't give him. He says, you know, last year he wanted this and he wanted that. I mean, he wanted them to get some help, and he wanted them to draft, you know, get some, not just draft, but get some veterans in to help them win before he had to retire. And they wouldn't do it, and so he played anyway. And then at the end of the year, he's like, okay, you know, the reason why New York beat us is because they had Strahan, this great veteran. If you just go out and get us some veterans so that we can, you know, compete, then we could win. We could go to the Super Bowl. And I think he had a good point. Mm-hmm. Well, he kept all that out. I mean, he didn't go around saying that stuff. Mm-hmm. He just, you know, that was just kind of what you had to read between the lines to figure out what was going on. And then this year, he's like, well, I'm still at the height of my career. I can still play one more year. I'm going to regret if I don't. I can't just hold this grudge and not play. Mm-hmm. So I'll play. And
but then they said
Green
no.
Bay's best opportunity to win this year, okay, is with Brett Favre. Period. End of story. I don't care. He knows the team. He knows the system. He is Brett Favre, and he's going to be playing in Green Bay.
And everybody respects him.
And everybody wants to watch him play.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch him play in
the Jets.
I will. But it'll be sad, and it'll be weird. But if he's playing for Green Bay this year, I'm catching every game.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a Green Bay Packer fan. I know. It's okay. I wasn't born there. But
you would. That was your second favorite team.
It was for other reasons, though. Not just because of Brett Favre, but because the city owns the team.
Because
so they
your
can't
family,
move.
Because your family loves that team.
Well, that was before I even met my new family.
Okay.
I still had a lot of respect for the Green Bay Packers. However, you know, and then once I met y'all, of course, I rooted for them as a secondary team. However, I will not be rooting for the Green Bay Packers this year.
Nope.
In fact, I will be rooting for them to fail and fail miserably. I'm sorry, Aaron Rodgers. I know you're a good guy. I'm sure you're going to do your best, but I hope you fail this year. Why? Not because I'm bitter, just because you deserve to fail. Not for your own sake, but because the organization made such a horrible mistake, just like I rooted against the Cowboys when they fired Tom Landry, the way they did. That is not the way you get rid of somebody who is the best there's ever been.
Yes. What is the matter with people?
Now, I got over it, and I forgave them, and I made good with the new team and all that, okay? Mm-hmm. I still don't think, even though Jimmy Johnson won like two Super Bowls here, and Switzer won one, I still didn't ever like him. Mm-hmm. I don't think he reflected Dallas very well.
No.
But that's beside the point. Tom Landry did. Mm-hmm. He was somebody you could be proud of that he was a coach of your team. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's beside the point. We got off on football.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brett Favre is not a Green Bay Packer.
It's
therefore,
very sad.
I'm not a Green Bay Packer fan this year.
It's very sad.
I may forgive the team eventually, mm-hmm. but not this year. I'm surprised that he really didn't go. He didn't go play for Gruppen over in Seattle. I'm surprised it didn't even come up. That he didn't go play for his old coach in Seattle, but
maybe he didn't want him.
I don't know. And it didn't even come up. They didn't even talk about it. So, I mean, I would hate to see him play in Seattle. Sea turkeys. But still, they got a good quarterback. But anyway, Minnesota would have been interesting because they're the rivals.
Oh, no. That would not have been good at all.
They're their rivals. So that would have
been very, very bad. Very bad. No Vikings. No.
But here's the thing.
No Bears.
Green Bay would have got what they deserved.
No. That would have been horrible.
They traded them to the Jets so they would never have to play them this year.
So the Olympics is on, and I'm very excited. And
I'm sorry, back to the Olympics.
And I've at this moment, I am TiVoing now,
this year, unlike any other year, unlike any other time in the history of the Olympics, this year is supposed to be the best opening ceremony ever.
You're right. They say that every year.
How can they top themselves every 2 years?
4 years, darling.
No.
Oh, that's right. It's winter to summer.
Yeah.
I forget that. Because it used to be 4 years when we were kids.
Yeah. So there you go. The best ever. We'll see. By the time you hear the show, we'll know.
It's just very interesting that we're even in China at all. Okay? Well, that's a big freaking deal.
So let's go there for a minute.
It's a big deal.
Let's go there for a minute.
It's not the fact that they're arresting everybody.
Do you support
standing around with a sign that says free Tibet?
And they arrest everybody because there's no free speech in China.
Mm-mm. No.
There was even a time they actually removed this, but there was a time when they didn't want you to bring your Bibles.
No. Even people from other countries.
Right.
Right.
Couldn't bring their Bibles.
No, but they said they changed that.
You just can't bring a box of Bibles.
No. Don't give any away. No Gideons taking Bibles.
You can take your Bible there and give it away, but only one.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I doubt that. I think you'd be arrested if you tried to give it away.
You think so?
They arrested a couple Americans for standing out in the little, what do they call that? Where everybody meets in the middle?
Yeah.
Tiananmen
Square?
No, that's closed. They're not letting anybody in there.
Yeah, they don't want anybody to think about that. Don't think about that.
Don't think about that situation.
So now,
that
do you support having the Olympics in China because...
But they arrested these Americans because they were standing there holding a sign very peacefully saying free Tibet.
There is no free speech in China.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand, but they're Americans.
I don't understand.
And why would they do that when they're trying to portray this picture that they're trying to be all lovely, world friendly?
Because there's no free speech in China. Do you know why there's no free speech in China?
Because there's no free speech in China.
Because there's no free speech in China. Now, so do we support having the Olympics there, or should we? See, everybody got a lot of flack when Bush says, well, I don't know, maybe we should boycott the Olympics.
He made a comment when he went there.
Because they're responsible for Rwanda, too, by the way. You know Rwanda? Everybody remember Rwanda?
Yeah, it's China's fault.
People getting their arms and legs hacked off for no particular reason at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
China's fault.
I mean, the Rwandans had a little to do with it.
But China's the one who instigated the whole business. And in Tibet, China, and... Cambodia? China in the 70s. What's his name? Who came to power?
Well, that was in the 70s.
Yeah, but it was still their fault.
Bygones be bygones. We've done a lot of bad stuff too. I'm just talking about now. I'm just talking about right now.
Right now. Rwanda.
Should we be all happy about going to do the Olympics in China? Because, hey, we're on good relations with China now, and we want to be friendly, and we want to present ourselves as
the only reason we're in good relations with China is because we need them, and they
make
need us.
All our stuff.
And if we don't buy their stuff, they don't have anywhere to sell it.
Pick up anything you own; it says "Made in China" on the bottom of it.
Even a chair that looks like an American flag says "Made in China." That's just something wrong with that. I'm sorry.
So, there you have it. As Christians, as people, should we support this, or should we be throwing a fit?
Should we be oppressing Tibet? The people in Tibet? Is that what you're saying?
Well, okay, let's start though with, should we even be carrying signs in China? Should we be carrying free Tibet signs in China as visitors in another country? Is that a polite thing to do?
You spring forth thought.
And it's also against the law there. So therefore, is it a sin?
B- because you're not doing as the Chinese do?
Sure, you can protest all you want in America, but you can't go there and protest. That's illegal.
However, you're not, but yet it's would okay we, to go there and hand out Bibles, even though it's illegal. Would, missionaries smuggle in Bibles to okay. China all the time.
Now, we will tolerate anybody. We'll tolerate our own Sheryl Crows here giving us a hard time about Iraq.
Uh-huh.
But if we had people from Australia coming here to complain about our treatment of Iraq, we would, you know, tie them up and massacre them.
What would you do to them?
And massacre, you know, tie them up to the nearest tree.
You would massacre your friends.
And throw eggs at them. I'm saying that's
how America would act.
That's just, it's not polite to come into somebody else's house and
tell them how to run their country.
Sure.
Okay, so you're saying that if you went over there that you would shut your mouth? Isn't it the same thing?
I'm thinking, yeah.
That it's
yeah.
against the law to for free press. It's also against the law to hand out Bibles, but yet Christians do it all the time, and we pay and give them boxes and boxes of Bibles to smuggle in there.
Now,
but it's against the law. Does that mean we shouldn't do it? I'm just saying, isn't it the same thing?
I don't know. That's what I'm not telling. I'm asking here. Now, here's the difference, though. They are arresting a lot of members of the press.
Yes, a lot.
I think that is a violation of our law. They, or at least if you look at it from the same philosophy, it's rude for us to go there and carry signs. Okay.
Okay.
That we shouldn't do that.
Right.
We're guests in their country. We shouldn't, we can protest here, but while we're there, we shouldn't really protest.
Okay.
Okay. That's kind of unfair.
Gotcha.
We accepted the invitation. But they invited our press there to cover the Olympics.
The Olympics, right. But they're not just covering the Olympics. They're covering all the other stuff
that's
happening.
But that's what the press does.
Well,
okay, that's what the press does. The press covers anytime the press goes to a country, they cover all the aspects of that country.
About the Olympics, yes.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, they talk about the culture and they go into
sure.
all the stuff about, yeah.
It's a highlight of your country.
Well, that's what they're called, highlights.
Right.
What's his name?
So,
who's my guy? Who's my commentator? What's his name?
So they're arresting
What's
all
What's his
this?
Name? I the guy know. Who commentates the Olympics I love.
I don't know. Peter Jennings?
No.
Well, then why did
he's
you ask me?
He's a sports commentator, and he's been doing the Olympics forever. And he
yeah.
does football commentating, too. I mean, he does all
yeah,
sports
he's not
commentating.
He's very good at it, though.
What?
At the football stuff, he's not that good.
Oh, but he's great at the Olympics.
Yes, he's very good at the Olympics.
He does highlights.
We're getting off subject. The point is...
Just saying that I love him. And I love
press,
his voice. It's very soothing to me.
You invite the press in.
It's my childhood.
You can't complain about what the press covers. You shouldn't be able to arrest them just because they're...
Even though they're breaking the law...
They're breaking the law by taking a picture?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that's treating your guests rudely. If you invite somebody in your house and they want to put
gravy on
their soap...
The press goes in and is just taking pictures of the culture and blah, 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 and they happen to take a picture of a Tibetan standing there saying, free Tibet, and they just take a picture, they get arrested, right? Because they don't want that picture out to the rest of the world. Because
right.
we're very nice to Tibet. I mean, we're very nice to everybody that we have relations with.
Right. So there's no free speech in China. But my point is I don't think you can regulate press.
But
in
if
China.
The press stands there and says free Tibet, then they're breaking the law.
Well, sure.
Okay. Right. I'm with you. Okay. I'll tell you, I'm all right with it. So you don't think that President Bush should go over there and, I mean, he did. He went over there and said, I don't approve.
And China said, we don't care.
They
Go
said,
home.
I don't care. It's none of your business. That's what they said to him.
Sure.
I don't care what you think.
Sure.
And we, shut up.
Do you know that the biggest purchaser...
He didn't even want to go. He didn't want to go to the Olympics. But because he's trying to keep good relations with China, he did.
They sent him home.
He went home already?
Well, I don't know. I thought that's what you were telling me.
No, they told him to be quiet. He's still there.
Oh, okay. But China is the biggest purchaser of U.S. Treasury bonds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're going to own us pretty soon. That's
yeah,
going to be good.
Yeah, sad. Alrighty. That's about all we got today.
I love the Olympics. I love the Olympics.
We're going to go watch the Olympics.
You know, I love the Olympics because I love competition. I love it.
Well,
not
it's real competition. If it's a, you know, subjective.
Whatever. Anyway, I love and not so much the competition, but I love that people push themselves to the furthest degree and they like eek ever their very best out of themselves.
That's what we do.
I love that.
Every podcast.
I love that. I need to train for like a triathlon or something.
We train.
I'm going to run a marathon. You want to run a marathon with me? I've always wanted to do that. It's been a dream. I've always wanted to run a marathon.
A podcast 24 hours.
You will lose 50 pounds. Come on. Let's do it. Let's do a marathon.
No.
We'll start with a small one.
Like from here to the bed? and one uh-huh. without stopping?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know how to get you to run there.
A real marathon is what, 24 miles? 21, 20?
Well, they do 23? Like half now.
I know, but a real marathon, the original marathon, it was called marathon because somebody ran from marathon to Greece to announce the victory.
Right.
So I think it's like 21 miles or something like that.
It's 26 or something.
26 miles.
23. Whatever. Something's up around there.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't remember.
There you go. Amount. So but
you
I
could
walk
do like
it.
Half.
We could walk it.
Well, that's not the same.
Why not?
Because I wouldn't even have to train to walk it. Because I speed walk like 5 miles a day.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what I have to live with. Speed walker.
And he says I look retarded, which, you know what?
You do.
I don't care.
When you're speed walking, you look a little funny.
Well, you know what? Keep up.
You like Joe Cocker.
Keep up, man.
Can't. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. Thanks for joining us with Olympic Talk.
Go if you have watch an opinion, the Olympics.
If you have an opinion about the Olympics.
No, just go watch them. Just watch them.
You can come.
They're on every day, all day, and on Ministries. NBC. The and Olympics.
Post.
Yay. I love the Olympics.
An opinion there.
It's just great.
Okay, so what's yours?
I have very fond childhood memories of the Olympics.
Okay.
I love the Summer Olympics. I used to sit. I would watch them all day. I loved the Olympics. And then when they were when there was a break or something, you know, lame that I didn't like to watch, I would go out like fencing. I never liked fencing. Now I think it's cool, but when I was a kid, I didn't think it was that great.
Fencing.
So I would go outside
fencing,
and I'd like try to like do the.
Yeah. You know, I think fencing is cool to do. I think it'd be fun to do.
To learn.
But you can't. It is an objective thing, but it's sort of like hockey. You can't really see what's going on.
Right.
You can't. Follow the little thing to see who got. It's like, oh, it's over. What happened? You know, it lasts about 30 seconds.
That's why they don't put it
in prime.
So it's
fast,
not a prime time sport.
You can't even tell what just happened.
No, it's not prime time.
No.
No. They only put the stuff people want to watch.
Like the racing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm
Do you
excited
like
this about the
Winter Olympics more or the Summer Olympics?
I really sort of like. I think I really sort of like the Summer Olympics better because I like all the racing that goes on.
Yeah, you like all the track and
the
field
Winter
stuff.
Olympics is a lot of subjective things. I mean, even the
what,
jumps.
Like the skiing and everything?
Yeah, even the skiing jumps
it's
and
so
all that.
So cool, though.
I like the downhill slalom. There's things I do like that are, you know, that are timed and you can really tell. But the bobsled, I don't understand
it's just
that
Bob.
One. No, that's the luge.
Oh, okay.
The luge it's is just Bob. There's no sled. Just Bob.
Who did that? Was that Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah, that was hilarious. Funny. He wants to see the involuntary luge.
That's the only sport where it wouldn't matter if you trained or not.
He's a great athlete. He pointed his toes. You know. What is it? It's a guy falling down a mountain. What's the point?
Push. Oh, there's a good guy. Shove him down.
Yeah, he's like, you grab somebody off the street, you stick a helmet on him so you can't see him scream, you throw him down the mountain. Look at that. World record. Didn't even want to do it.
I gotta go listen to that again.
So,
it's funny.
But those kind of get old because they win by like a hundredth of a second.
Yeah.
So you can't really even tell.
Close.
You're watching the whole thing. Yeah. It takes 3 minutes to do, and you can't even. It's like it looks like they're going fast. I don't know. You know.
Okay. I'm a Summer Olympic girl. I love the Summer Olympics.
But
I
the
love
Summer
track
Olympics,
and field.
You can actually tell who's winning the race,
relays.
And you can
I
see
love,
the competition.
I love the cross country. I love. Mm-hmm. I love it all. It's.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yep, me too.
You love the Olympics?
Yes.
You do.
I love the Olympics where it's a real sport.
Mm-hmm.
Where they have the real sports in the Olympics.
Well, our TiVo box is going to be cram-packed full of Olympics.
Better not block any of my Dallas Cowboy football.
Football hasn't started.
Yes,
it's preseason.
It starts tomorrow.
There's a preseason game?
Tomorrow, yes.
Cowboys are playing?
Yes.
Where?
What do you mean where? They're in San Diego, I think.
Okay, so they're playing in California?
Yeah.
Where they're training?
Yes.
Have they trained in California before?
They're not playing.
Is this like a new thing?
Oxnard. No, they've been training there for a couple of years now.
Okay. Why had they done
that?
They're
not playing in Oxnard. They're playing in like San Diego.
Did they train like... Oh, no. New Orleans came and trained in lacrosse.
Oh, did they?
Uh-huh. Wow. That was a big deal at UWL.
Wow.
That was a big deal. Everybody go watch them train. Yeah, they're cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't remember what that was. Must have been high school when that happened.
The idiot... Some genius at that worked... I don't know who worked this out, but... Before they went to Oxnard,
yeah,
which is like 75 degrees,
yeah,
80 degrees during the day and 60 at night. Before they did that,
yeah,
they were training in San Antonio.
Yeah, what's that about?
In August.
Hello.
Are you idiots?
It's 105 degrees.
In San Antonio, it's even hotter than that.
Last Sunday,
yes,
it was 107 in Dallas. 107.
Seven.
It wasn't that hot in Sulphur Springs. It was like 102 here because we have trees. And grass.
I got to 105 that day, I think.
Here?
Yeah, in the car. It said 100,
it did.
104.
No, it
104.
Didn't.
104.
Really?
Yeah. Remember?
Well, all I know is it was hot.
It was hotter than snot.
It was oppressively hot.
We actually have a rating system here in Texas. We don't use degrees after it gets above 100. It depends on humidity. You know, when it gets this hot, it way more matters about humidity than it does the temperature. Because there's really not much difference between 98
and
110.
110.
It's just the humidity difference. So you have freaking hot, then you have stinking hot, and then you have just death hot. Okay, it's like don't even go outside, you'll die.
And we all like everybody wants to get out of the heat really fast, but you can't move fast because it's so hot. And so everybody walks very like in slow motion because it's so hot you can't move any faster. Seriously,
it will. It'll just take the breath out of you.
You can't. I'm a very fast moving person. I was like,
it's like walking on the surface of the sun. Okay. All right, that's enough. We've 30 minutes. Come on, we gotta get
people
going.
People want it. They want a longer show.
If you don't want to walk on the surface of the sun,
don't
literally
come to Texas,
and don't go to hell. And the way you don't go to hell is you invite Jesus Christ into your life to be your personal Lord and Savior. What does that mean? What does that mean? You hear that all the time. I don't know. Maybe you don't hear it all the time. But being Lord of your life means that you consult Him in all of your ways, in all of your paths, in all of your decisions. You should consult Him. That's what it means by being Lord of your life. And, well, of course, then you got to do what he tells you to do when you consult him. But there you go. If you don't have a personal relationship with him that allows you to do that, you should. And all you have to do is ask for one.
Yep. Vas con Dios, y'all.
Vas con Dios.